Okay. So we're in Chavis Halvavis, Shara Kmiya, finishing up Perek Dalit. And we've been discussing the various places where Kmiya, or our Anova, our humbling ourselves before Hashem, should express itself. We saw six areas, and now we're going to see a seventh. Hashmi, where should our lowering ourselves before Hashem express itself? When a person is involved in any form of serving Hashem, he's doing, when you're doing a mitzvah, a person should lower his head in humility. What do we mean by that? Kitzdaka, utfila, a mitzvah, a reshus, a teichacha. When a person gives tzedakah, a person is engaging in a tefillah or any other mitzvah. Or a some activity of reshus also. I suppose he's referring back to what he said earlier, that ultimately we want to bring even our reshus actions into the tchum of Avodas Hashem, is a concept we've discussed often. Or if a person is admonishing others, we're going to have to give a little attention to each of these different things. Whatever the case is, right now we'll just say in a general way, in an inclusive way, a person should not do any of these things feeling high and holy. Rather, he should go about these things with humility, humbling his head. The way I serve Hashem is with a sense of humility. Not that, well, Hashem, you approach Hashem with a magnanimous attitude. Look what I'm doing here for you. I hope you're writing this down and keeping track in terms of my Olam Haba. But rather, it's with a sense of the very fact that you're serving Hashem. A person should feel overwhelmed and awed at that privilege itself. That's number one. And also, a person, again, shouldn't think of, wow, no, I'm really, look what I'm doing for Hashem. Should realize how negligible it is. If you're really bearing in mind that you owe Hashem so much more than that. Like, let's say, for example, right, you have a person who's going to help you out when you're stuck. He's going to give you $500,000. And he tells you, you know what? I understand you're in a tight spot. I want you to pay me back $5,000. He gives you $500,000. He tells you, I want you to pay me back $5,000. When you come to pay back those $5,000, you knock on his door and say, look what I have for you, right? Pull it out very grandly, hand him those $5,000. You're going to hand him the $5,000 with a lowered head, with a sense of indebtedness. So he's saying, even when we are, so to speak, repaying Hashem for his kindnesses, do so with a lowered head. Do so with humility. Like the pasuk says, Bama kadem Hashem. What can I come and like provide for Hashem? If I want to pay Hashem for everything he's done for me, so will thousands of fat rams be enough? So here's another point that he's making, that actually you want to enhance a mitzvah that you're doing. Add to it that humble approach, add to it the lowered head. You'll actually be upping the value of the mitzvah you're doing by, again, enhancing it with this dynamic with Hashem, with the expressing that proper understanding of where I stand with Hashem. It's the whole time we're saying it's kind of like a flip, two sides to the coin. By lowering your head and acknowledging your inadequacy is a way of excelling in your relationship with Hashem. By the more of a clear perspective we can have in our dealings with Hashem, the more enhanced it is. So the more inadequate we feel when we're dealing with Hashem, the more humbled we feel when we're dealing with Hashem, the more we're actually enhancing the quality of our avodah. This is a very almost paradoxical, but very fundamental point to understand. Now, I just want to back up for a moment and actually note the different things that he listed, because it's very interesting. He said the examples of where a person should feel humbled, tzedakah, right? Tzedakah is often a type of thing that a person would do with a magnanimous feeling. It's not the type of thing a person would do with a magnanimous feeling. Hey, look what I'm doing for Hashem. Look how much I'm doing for Hashem. So Dafka here, he tells us, he's using that as the example of Dafka when you're engaged in a mitzvah, you should be feeling that inadequacy, that lowered head. Giving tzedakah, mamish like we said before, like the person who is given a loan of $500,000 and then he's told, it's enough if you pay me back $5,000. That's mamish how a person should feel when he's giving tzedakah. When he's giving tzedakah, it's like what the Mishnah always says, right? Right? I feel very good about myself. Hashem just handed me $10,000 and I'm saying, Hashem, I have $1,000 for you. Right? So it's nicer. Right? So you do that. That's exactly what we do when we give tzedakah. But we do it with that humbled feeling. Then, on the contrary, that ma'isa is beautiful in its perfection. That's the paradox here. It's almost like it's a blessed paradox. By feeling that what you're doing is inadequate, you are bringing your ma'isa to its greatest shleimus. Teichacha is also an interesting example. Teichacha, he says, a person has to do with a lowered head. Teichacha, right? You're admonishing others. You're admonishing others. You're trying to teach them the right thing. Often a person does that with a feeling of self-righteousness. And saying, Dafka there, to be able to do it, to be able to remember, this is in general a chashuva dynamic, that even when you're talking to others, you're not dealing with them, you're really dealing with Hashem. To be able to feel like, what impression am I making Hashem in the way I'm talking to them? And here, we say, yeah, you're giving teichacha to the other person. Don't feel like, oh, wow, look how great. I'm up high. I'm the guy who's right in the right place. And I'm giving teichacha. A person can even do this with a sense of humility. I'm trying to get close to Hashem myself and to bring others close to Hashem to whatever extent I can. Okay, so here we finished this parak, which is laid down for us the seven areas where anava should find expression. Again, anava is an inner dynamic. We should really be sensing all the time. But where does it find expression? So he said, let's just sum up briefly the seven. One is the way you interact with people. That's something he's going to elaborate on later, because that's a little bit of a yotze min haklal here, ostensibly. Because we said primarily that anava is not just about feeling like I'm not that great. Anava is a dynamic in your relationship with Hashem. It's when you're standing opposite Hashem to feel humble because of the great presence you're in. That's what's so great about the midah of anava, right? So anava toward other people is a little bit of an extension of that. We'll have to see. But that's number one. Number two, it's still with other people, but it's already more understandable. When you encounter chachamim, the dynamic with the chacham was with the lowered head, because again, you understand that he is representing Hashem toward you. And by lowering my head before a chacham, before a tzaddik, what I'm doing is I'm lowering my head before Hashem's values. I'm showing that someone who's in a higher place than me on Hashem's pyramid, so he's in a higher place than me in my own pyramid. Number three, we say when a person is praised. When a person is praised, he should feel inadequacy. He shouldn't feel, oh yeah, it's true. You know, sir, they said about Chatzkel Levenstein, he was very tough and blunt. Chatzkel Levenstein, the famed Mashgiach of Panovich. So he had a very sharp way of giving musa. One time he came over to admonish a bacher and he said to him, a bacher who knows all of Shas, such and such a behavior is not entirely appropriate. He repeated that a few times. A bacher who knows all of Shas. And then finally he said, and if I repeat it a few more times, you'll actually believe it, right? So that's the idea, that when a person is praised, to feel, 1 minute, I know the true picture. I know the full picture. And again, I'm in front of Hashem right now. Hashem sees all of my inadequacies as I'm being told about how great I am. So all I can feel is mortification. Hi, Madrega. I enjoy being praised. So hi, Madrega. But he's introducing us to a high concept, to be able to feel what is Hashem seeing while I'm being praised. Not pashut. Number four was, if a person is disparaged, the person is denigrated. So instead of feeling like, you know, he suddenly starts swelling up with indignation, it feels like, well, Hashem, you know that this might be true and other things also are true. Instead, it's like, oh, you discovered something about me. No. Number five, we saw when a person receives benefits from Hashem, chasadim from Hashem, it's the time to lower your head in humility. Number six is when we're learning Tanakh, when we're learning Kisrei HaKodesh, we see the standards and the ways that Hashem dealt with the standards of those days, and that also imbues us with a sense of inadequacy. And number seven is when we're actually doing a mitzvah, which is the when we're actually interacting with Hashem. You're doing a mitzvah, that's when you're interacting with Hashem. You're kaviyachol performing before Hashem. So here also, not to do a mitzvah with a sense of magnanimousness, but to be doing a mitzvah with a sense of a lowered head. Halavai, I could be living up to half of what I should be doing, but at least I'm doing this. We're coming back to the point that we keep stressing. This sense of inadequacy that we keep talking about, it's not about pummeling ourselves down. It's about having our relationship with Hashem with a clear perspective. It's about enhancing our relationship with Hashem by having a clear handle on it and understanding that that sense of inadequacy is actually bringing us to a place where Hashem will favor our company, kviyachol, right? Hashem kviyachol enjoys the company of an anav. And Hashem says, when you know your place in my presence, then I want you in my presence. So it's not about just banging ourselves down. It's about bringing ourselves to a clear perspective of where we stand in our relationship with Hashem. And on the contrary, that gives that relationship, that gives our performance that much more value, and it brings us that much more closer to Hashem. Okay, we finished the fourth perek. We know that we start perek hey tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.